This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Top stories of the day. This is a tough one, Michael. You remember former Tennessee Titans, primarily Tennessee Titans running back, played for Arizona too, but Chris Johnson. Just how fast he was, how ridiculous he was. He revealed that he has been diagnosed with ALS. And in an interview with ABC's Good Morning America that aired today, Johnson is 40 years old. He told Michael Strahan, who's a co-anchor of that show, that he was diagnosed with the disease in 2025. He was using a speech-generating device based on recordings of his voice to speak. He said, "There's no history of ALS in my family. My doctors believe my case is what's called sporadic. ALS, which is actually how the vast majority of ALS cases happen. That's one of the reasons this disease can be so shocking. It can happen to someone who never expected it." Wow. Man. Johnson played about 10 years in the NFL, mostly with the Titans, did play a year with the Jets, a couple seasons with the Cardinals. But CJ2K, I mean, you remember him, man. Just he was one of the running backs to get over 2,000 yards, just lightning speed. So that's
wasn't he the last one to get over 2,000 yards?
I thought Derrick Henry did it.
Hey.
I thought Derrick Henry did it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But what an exceptional running back. Lightning in a bottle. Extremely entertaining to watch.
And someone able to get 2,000 yards in this era.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a little while ago now, but yeah, somewhat.
But still, we're in the passing era.
Yeah.
We're no longer in a running era.
Yeah.
It's going to change.
He was an elite back in his time. So that's a tough story. NBA news, we're kind of in that mode now where teams are going to get, I think, maybe aggressive, or maybe they won't because the NHL doesn't. Or the NHL gets aggressive. Sorry, I'm taking it out on, you know, the tweets. The Clippers and the Raptors are seriously engaged in trade talks for all NBA forward Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi, of course, if you remember, went there from San Antonio after wanting out, wanted a trade. The Raptors trade, but they only get him for 1 year, kind of knowing they were just going to get him for 1 year. Well, that's all they needed. They wanted an NBA championship that 1 year with Kawhi Leonard. And now he could potentially be going back to one of his old stomping grounds just for a year. LA and Toronto discussed a deal over the past couple of weeks as Kawhi Leonard's reps informed other teams he only wanted to sign an extension with the Raptors if the Clippers were not going to keep him, sources said. He had preferred to stay with the Clippers, but the franchise made no long-term commitment to him this offseason. Sources said Leonard has only the 26-27 season left on his contract at $50.3 million. Wow, so they won that title in 2019. He won the finals MVP. He averaged 28.5 points in their series win over the Warriors. He was traded by the Raptors to the Spurs in 2018. That's weird. He played just one season with Toronto. Maybe it's one of those, like, you don't know what you got till it's gone, and maybe he really enjoyed his time in Toronto. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. More NBA news. Ex-NBA players Malik Beasley and Ed Davis indicted in gambling case. Former NBA players Malik Beasley and Ed Davis and an NBA agent are among six defendants indicted Monday on charges related to an alleged sports betting scheme, according to a federal indictment released Monday. Davis and co-defendants Rob Gorteski, Ernesto Placencia, and William Brown were arrested Monday, according to a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York. There's a lot of weird stuff, man. Beasley allegedly receives bribes from co-conspirators, often used to reduce or pay off debts that he owed Davis. Prosecutors allege in the indictment the two were teammates on the Timberwolves during the 2021 season. Davis was known in the scheme as Beasley's gatekeeper. Only way you can beat Vegas is sports betting. Davis texted Beasley a month. Text Beasley a month in December 2023, according to the indictment. We can make some good money, Davis told Beasley. Whoo! It's not, stories like this do not help Sorsby much on the, because now the, Michael, the Canadian Football League, they have came out and said, we want nothing to do with Brendan Sorsby. He is not allowed to play in our league.
What about the XFUSF Junior League?
The UFL?
NFL?
The UFL?
They could use the popularity.
It might do the opposite of that. It might make you look really bad.
It might make you look really bad, but they would, if they did that, it would probably be one of those, well, at least we're getting attention.
People would be watching. I mean, you know that if Sorsby was playing and in the college football world next year, you know that you'd tune in to watch his games. You know we would.
But to root against him.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I'd say screw that guy.
Well, you're a weird person.
A lot of people out there like me. A lot of good people.
So Saturday night rolls around, 7 o'clock. Your favorite team is done for the day. And you find out that Texas Tech is playing, or you know Texas Tech is playing at like 7:30 against whatever. Another tough Big 12 team. You mean to tell me you're not tuning in? A little extra juice to tune in because of Brendan Sorsby on that team?
I mean, I might watch a cupcake versus a baker.
You're lying to yourself. You know you'd be interested in it. I would be.
I'd be keeping my eyes on the score and hoping that he throws 10 picks.
I'd watch to just see how good he is. I would definitely watch just to see how good he is. And then see if it's gotten to him. You know, all the stuff that's surrounding him. Let's read a couple of texts. Big Hub. So is Sorsby the only option, the UFL? At this point, and what's he going to do? He can't sue everybody, right? He's trying, you know, they're going to probably try to sue the NFL. They're going to try to sue the Canadian Football League, too. I mean, just suing everybody. Man, that thing went south in a hurry for him. It looked like he achieved victory. And he was going to, and a lot of people say this making look Texas Tech worse. And I'm going to, like, I was bashing on Texas Tech too, but I still think they were in such an impossible position that they didn't know what to do. They were seriously like, we can't just tell him no, right? He's going to sue the pants off of us. And we can't, like, what if it's a bad look that we are turning away somebody that's saying they have mental health struggles? So we can't do that, right?
Yeah, but his mental health struggles are way different.
Doesn't
than
matter.
Other mental health struggles.
In the college world where people are getting sued all the time, it doesn't matter. You know, they hear the word mental health, and we're in a weird day and age, man. You take everything seriously. And I do think Texas Tech, the worst thing they did was just keep talking. You know, the best thing they could have done is more or less say, we're going to take it in stride. We don't know exactly what to do about this. We know we want to take care of one of our students. but we're not sure if he if that means playing football or what. We're still evaluating everything. I mean, there should have been a, there could have been a million things that could have been said. Aaron texting in. I would have tuned into the game to the away games just to see how other student sections would have trolled him throughout the season. Yeah, see, I think a lot of people were like that. I just want to see what the environment's like. Big Hub, also, will you be buying a piece of CSU's court or turf?
No, that's a lot of money.
I don't think so. The rings looked cool.
Rings looked really cool.
I wouldn't mind having one of those bad boys, but I'm just not a big enough... I'm a CSU fan. I'm just not a big enough fan to say, hey, I want to wear some of the Moby floor on my fingers.
People have fallen down, possibly on this ring, and sweat on it.
Is there a piece... Now, you own the some chairs from the old Mile High, Michael.
I do. It's one of my prized possessions.
And that's pretty... Those are pretty cool, because I've seen those before. I was just trying to think. Because clearly you fit the bill. You know, you would buy something from a stadium. Can I ask how much they were? Is that
$200?
$200 for two chairs?
Yeah, for two chairs.
And they came with like the base of it, right? Like there's a base underneath it, or is it?
Yeah, my dad built that and put it wheels.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it just came with the two seats. And like I got the email because I was one of the first to subscribe to the email. Obviously.
When they were selling
and
a bunch of stuff,
I got that promotion. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I bought the seats, one of the seats that I sat in when Jono and the Broncos made that last minute comeback against the Chiefs 35-31.
Oh, so you actually bought the chairs that you sat in?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And if I can find the ticket, I'll probably like put the ticket with it.
Do you sit in those chairs to watch the Broncos games?
I do not know.
When do you sit in those chairs, or do you not sit in them?
They're thinking chairs because the power of the Denver Broncos helped me think.
Maybe you should sit them more. Maybe.
I sit in them all the time because I think.
But
a
maybe,
lot.
But maybe even more. You know, probably wouldn't hurt. I think of like, what are some of the things? Oh, I'm just sorry. I've got the game on in the background. Just Japan and Brazil. I'm sorry. I know you hate soccer. I know, Mike, but.
This is a sports program. You should be watching sports.
Dude, it's a good game right now. Brazil just scored. It's 1-1. It was 1-0. You can't say 1-0 in soccer, or you can't talk about it.
It's 1-0.
It's now 1-1.
Brazil just scored. It was 1-1 love.
Went off
now,
the dude's head.
Now it's 1-1.
This is exciting. I gotta tell you, it's exciting. It's fun. And Japan's the team that I watched a couple weeks ago that actually made me kind of get into it. Not that I'm, I mean, obviously I'm rooting Team USA all the way. They're going to beat Hurts When I Go What, yeah, on Wednesday. What is it? Who do they play?
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Bosnia and Herzegovina. It sounds like.
I think it's Herzegovina. Herzegovina.
Gavina.
Or something.
Hurts. What's your.
It's like a little in the
I'm
middle
sorry,
there for some
I'm
reason.
Sorry about your Gavina. Sorry, it hurts. But I'm obviously rooting for Team USA all the way, but I don't watch soccer. And one random Saturday night, I'm sitting there watching Japan play. I'm like, they are fun. They're like really fast. Exciting to watch.
I think I'd rather be trampled by a bull. Which bull riding coverage
soccer?
Tonight on KFK beginning at 7 o'clock with Tanner Schwint and Brian Gary.
Why do you act so... You got to broaden your sports intake, Mike.
Yeah, but soccer is not a sport.
How?
It's communism, I tell you.
How is it communism? It's a sport that your American team plays. Team USA plays. How is it a communist sport?
Look, don't
you
ask
can't
me
answer
how.
It.
I'm just going to.
You can't answer.
I'm just going
to
make something that I hate communist. That's what I'm going to say.
That's
I'm
what you say about everything you
these
hate.
These two things that are different uh-huh. are the same because I hate them both.
Well, we've all had fun here at the station watching. So I hope you are too because it's a really cool. One of my favorite things about it is. That we just see the cultures. You know, you talk about different cultures and different fan bases. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a good time with it. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. East Side Chris, that is disrespectful, Michael. You don't sit in those chairs to watch Broncos games. I thought he was going to say calling soccer a communist sport.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, why don't you sit in those chairs to watch the Broncos?
Because they're not facing my TV. And also,
well,
I don't
why
have
TV wouldn't you there. Have them face your TV? You know? Fix it. You don't buy those chairs without sitting in
them. The way my place is set up now is, like, I actually think it's really cool. The one problem that I have is, like, there are a lot of, like, black widows in the area.
Uh-huh.
I think I sprayed enough to kill them, but I have that problem with that. And also, like, there are Legos everywhere, and I need to, like, I can't move anything until I fix my Lego situation.
Creepy
I have
place.
To organize myself.
Your place sounds creepy.
That have a lot of bugs. Well, it had a lot of bugs, and then I sprayed some stuff around, and they die.
All right, Mike. When we come back, I want to get into some of this NBA stuff going on. Draymond Green, there's news out there. Also, more on the Denver Nuggets today. We're kind of going heavy on all things Nuggets because of the weird news we got over the weekend. And would you trade Jamal Murray if it could get you Jaylen Brown? Are you doing it? Would you make that move? Yes or no? Jamal Murray, Cam Johnson for Jaylen Brown and Sam Hauser. Yes or no? It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Two teams, no parades.
No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Speaking of cool, like, sports memorabilia, things you can buy, dude, the Fort Collins Foxes, their logo, their brand is just cool. You got to check out their website, FortCollinsFoxes.com. They're a collegiate summer baseball team. Players come from all over the world to spend their summer in Northern Colorado, in Fort Collins. It's a wonderful level. It's a great level of baseball. Several Division I all-conference players. Check them out. And it's family friendly. It's a, you know, great price. And everything that you're going to get, you're going to see great baseball. But the kids are going to have a blast. You're going to have a blast. FortCollinsFoxes.com. Check them out for ticket and team information. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Hey, Michael, is that your most prized piece of sports memorabilia that you own? Is it the chairs?
It is.
The chairs? Okay, I'm curious, Hooligans, what is your most, like, your best piece of sports memorabilia? Because, you know, CSU, as Big Hub's bringing up, they're selling, you know, they took Moby down, they took the floor out, so they've made a bunch of cool things. They've done the same thing with Canvas Stadium, with the field, like the Sonny Lubick thing they have, with the turf, the grass, and all that stuff.
That's fake grass, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to think that they had real grass.
You just water it? No, it's the turf, artificial turf.
Because if it was like real grass, that would
you'd have to water
it. Die pretty quickly. They put it on a little plaque.
You could take care of it. Just water it every day. Put some
That'd
fertilizer.
Be very difficult.
Put some fertilizer on there. You could take care of it.
Fertilizer's gonna smell.
I don't know. I don't know what my favorite piece of, like, it's a basic thing, but I own a John Elway rookie card, and it's cool because my dad and I bought it. We went to Bronco games all the time and Nuggets games all the time, so we always find ourselves in the big city. And I was a big-time card collector, and they were expensive, man. Just buying a box of cards, you didn't know what the hell is in them. They're expensive. But I remember my dad and I went and checked out this place in Denver and went in and looked around and, you know, my dad, I think to buy the Elway card, it was like 50, it was like 60 bucks. And my dad's like, if you chip in 10, I'll buy it today and we can share it. And yeah, we did. So we bought it, and I still have it. We didn't share it. He just gave it to me. I still have it. I got rid of my card collection years ago because it was taking up space. I knew we were going to move at some point. I didn't have anything that was that crazy. That's the only one I kept. And that's all in a it's never been out of the casings or anything like that. So that's probably one of them. I got a signed Joker jersey that my wife got me, and that's cool, and an Elway jersey. Both of those are cool.
Yeah, I really wanted that. Weren't we giving away like a Warren Moon autographed jersey?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I mean, it was with the Oilers, but like still, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually, the Floyd Little one that Tanner has, I think he has that or something.
It's a good one.
I want that.
Yeah.
Tanner, I will give you $5 and a sandwich. That's all I have.
I think that's it. I think that's my favorite stuff. I like my joke because it came with a frame and all that stuff. But I'm just curious, like if there's a piece of sports memorabilia that you really like, shoot us a text, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. In honor of CSU selling all their stuff.
But like it doesn't exist. If Marlon Briscoe, if he was under the Denver Broncos banner, like they have one for his career in Miami and San Diego and I think Buffalo, but they don't have anything for him when he was playing quarterback for the Broncos for those five games. That's what I want.
Who is the sports card you wanted of a former Bronco that you can't seem to find? You say they don't make them.
Well,
was that they don't make a Bronco version of Marlon Briscoe? Is that the one?
Yeah, that was his rookie season with the Broncos, and
there's no Bronco card.
Black quarterback in the AFL, and so the historical significance is something that I desire to have.
And there's no Broncos card of him, huh?
I've looked several times on some pretty official websites, and all they have is him, you know, as a other non-Bronco. And I don't want that.
Maybe someday we'll find one for you. If we stumble across it, we'll find it. John says, if Life Cereal makes a comeback, any chance of Michael being on the box?
I'm too old.
Yeah, and I'm not buying that cereal. That is expired cereal. Probably not much of the cereal actually in there anymore.
I would have eaten it and gotten even fatter. There's a Marlon Briscoe Buffalo Bills encased card for $1,000 on eBay. Like, I don't think it's worth that much.
I don't know. Maybe someday we'll find it for you, Mike. Someday we'll figure this out. This Malik Beasley story with Ed Davis. You know, Malik Beasley played for the Nuggets, Michael. You know, he was there with Denver. I wonder how far back this goes, this whole thing. But these are the kind of stories, and you're already seeing the comments like, well, if he would have beat up somebody or whatever, he'd be let back in. And I think people are missing the point, Mike. You're just missing the point. If you let this go, your sport dies. Am I being too extreme when I say if you let gambling go and you don't punish it as harshly as you possibly can, it will kill your sport? Like the Sorsby thing was so bad because the guy pled that he was he had a gambling addiction. And so then it was the new precedent is set. If you get busted for gambling on your own team or whatever, just say that you have some kind of mental health addiction and you'll be able to get out of it. If these pro leagues continue to if they did allow this, and it was Malik Beasley, you're going to get suspended for a year. Then it's going to be, well, if I get caught, what's the worst that could happen? I get a year or so? That's what would be the case?
I mean, you should still be punished for it. You have to be punished for it. They even put murderers in jail, even if they have like mental issues. Like if they're way too mental issues, they'll go to an asylum. I don't know what you want to call that, mental health facility. And then they go to prison afterwards. But like you still get punishment in the real world. Yeah. So why wouldn't you expect punishment from college football, from something as big as he bet on his own damn team?
Or any sport, like what we're talking about with the Malik Beasley thing. This is why leagues take it so seriously, because a guy can go out and do something wrong and break the law. It's not going to kill the sport. If a guy gets caught gambling and the leagues know about it and let it go, then they're going to, their sport will slowly decay.
I mean,
in this, like, go Pokes. Anything that challenges or calls to question the legitimacy of the sports competition should be met with the highest degree of punishment possible. It's true, and it's not as bad as other things that go on in the world, but this is the thing that could destroy your sport. That's what we're saying. Is gambling as bad as a domestic abuse charge? No. Is it as bad as driving under the influence and killing someone? No. Murdering someone? No. Coach McGuire? It's not as bad. But those are all isolated things that can be taken care of either by the courts or you suspend whatever. But if you allow gambling in your sport and it questions the integrity of the game, people stop watching the game because they think that you're phonies. They think that you're betting on it and fixing the games. And they fight hard for that.
I mean,
so
there
that
are already,
is why they push so hard for it.
There are already people out there who think that the NFL is fixed right now.
There already are. And that's all like a fun hush-hush kind of rumor thing that nobody, most normal people, don't really believe in. But there's some that are kind of like, maybe. If that maybe turns into a, yeah, probably more reasonable than not, right, Tom Brady? Then I think that's when... that's when things start to go south for you. Ratings go down. People stop caring because they think it's fixed. So
I mean,
they have
I know,
to take this seriously.
I know if I found out that the NFL was fixed, my interest would go down significantly because I'm like, why are we playing the games? Why are we
would
playing?
Would you stop
watching the Broncos
if you found out
rooting
that,
for them to win?
If you found out that they were fixing the Broncos games, would you quit watching them?
I mean, it would – I don't know. That's a tough question to answer.
But the fact that you have to debate it is tough because you're obsessed with the Broncos.
Yeah, and there would be a lot of – there would be so many people who are just casual fans like, oh, I watch it with my wife, but I don't watch it normally. Like, those fans, they would just be gone immediately.
Mm-hmm. Aaron says, I think the NBA is still trying to save face over the Tim Donaghy situation. At least they're getting a whole lot of money from these gambling organizations. And that part is tough because you're getting a lot of money from those organizations. You get a lot of fans to say, well, that's hypocritical. Well, they are saying, like, you can gamble, but not our athletes because they're playing the sport that you're gambling on. We can't allow that. You wouldn't want that. So we can't allow that, and we must punish them, and we must make up for mistakes like with the Tim Donaghy thing.
Yeah, I don't care how many times you pull the slot or you play blackjack or gamble online somehow. Gambling on your own sport
is bad. No, it's bad. It's all bad. Whether you're gambling on yourself or not, that was the whole Pete Rose thing for a long time was – you know, well, he gambled on himself. You know, that's not bad. He knows more than you do. He has more information than you do on how well a team's going to play or what they're, you know, you can't do it. Even if it's on yourself, you just can't do it. 36 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey Ram fans, this is Ali Farokness, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
All right, so a lot of the smoke that came along over the weekend around the Nikola Jokic report that he was in no hurry to sign, for no specific reason stated, it was all just for us to try to sort through by ourselves. But shortly after that, the NBA media world began talking about Jaylen Brown. It's no secret that Boston has been kind of looking around for trade partners. And the Nuggets were a long shot before the weekend. Suddenly that news started to pick up. Then it was, okay, the Nuggets are definitely willing to listen to trade offers around Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon. And it is believed that at this stage that the two organizations, Boston and Denver, have at least discussed a few things. And then the four names that have come up on Denver's side, it would be Jamal Murray and Cam Johnson. And of course, for Boston's side, it'd be Jaylen Brown and Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser is actually interesting because I liked him in college. I actually wanted to see him, you know, have a shot to play with the Nuggets a long, long time ago. But no, I guess not that long ago. He's a rookie in 21, but it feels like a long time ago. Played at Virginia. Now, the meat of the trade is obviously so Hauser can play, you know, your small forward, pretty good numbers. I mean, decent numbers. They've only gone up over the last couple of years. 3-point percentage, 39.3, averaged 9 points per game, about 4 rebounds per game. The question is, it's essentially, I think not as many Nuggets fans are tied to the Cam Johnson thing, but it would essentially be Jamal Murray for Jaylen Brown. Cam and Sam Hauser, okay, fine. But are you comfortable with moving on from Jamal Murray? Porter was tough, I get it. But it seems like Jamal is going to be one of the more difficult guys to move for a lot of fans. And I think like Josh Kroenke is a Jamal Murray guy. I think, you know, his Jamal Murray's heartfelt message, or Michael Malone telling Jamal Murray's heartfelt message after, or heartfelt conversation after they won the championship about, you know, how Jamal came to them when he was hurt and came to Malone and said, I'm damaged goods now. And Malone's like, no, you're ours and we ain't giving up on you. And they had a tearful exchange and it was all good. It was what sports movies are made of. But that's part of what's tied Nuggets Nation to Jamal. Plus, when it's good, it's really good. The whole Jamal made a shot, like all that stuff, it's really freaking good. It's amazing. But when it's not good, he's not doing much out there. He's not a good defensive player. His defensive play is not typically going to pick up his offensive play. And the bottom line is, you got one out of this. There were a lot. I don't ever apologize for how you won a championship. I mean, there are a lot of Vikings fans that believe that if they would have beat the Falcons the year the Broncos bounced the Falcons in the Super Bowl, that the Vikings would have gotten it done. Some have those different beliefs. Denver in their tournament in the playoffs, they did catch a bunch of teams that had a lot of weird stuff going on. There were a lot of stars that were not available in those playoffs. Hell, the Miami Heat were an 8 seed and they made it to the championship. So that was a great championship run. The Thunder had not arrived yet. The Spurs and Wimby weren't really a thing. It's going to get harder, is what I'm saying. So I talked about this last year for the Broncos. The schedule's going to get more difficult for you. The tape's going to be out on Bo Nix a little bit more. The tape's going to be out on this legendary defense a little bit more. When I look over at the Nuggets, I think similar. Well, teams are figuring out not how to stop Joker, but how to slow him down a little bit. And if they can do that and make this team rely on other guys to take over, that obviously is a game changer. So finding not necessarily a guy that replaces Jamal offensively, but someone that can help you make stops is Jaylen Brown. Now he's a little bit of a, he's got a little drama. He's got a little drama there. Like you don't have, like with Jamal Murray, you don't hear much about the guy. And, you know, sometimes people get annoyed during his press conferences. He seems pissed off. He seems annoyed, whatever. But you really don't hear much about him. Jaylen Brown does the podcast thing. He's all over. He's always talking. But he's a really good player. And I would say what he's done in his career, you know, compared to Jamal, if you just want to go with numbers, you know, Jamal has averaged in his career 25 points per game. Jaylen Brown is at 28.7. Yet all I keep hearing is people say, he's not as good a scorer as Jamal. Well, one averages more points than him and the other one doesn't. I mean, that was just the average this year. And so what are we talking about here? He averaged 28 points per game. And Jamal was at, what did I say he was, Mike? 25. This is his best year, too. The year before that, he was at 21, 20. He's kind of been a 20-point dude. Jaylen Brown, he's done 26, 22, 24. But his defense is what really intrigues me. Smitty says, the Nuggets make that next step with the same aging roster as next to zero. Time to retool the roster and take a different approach because we know the current makeup hasn't sniffed a championship in 3 years. I mean, that's the brass tacks of it. They're not there right now. And they look to be quite a ways off. If you're getting bounced by Minnesota, who has a depleted lineup, it would seem that they're quite a ways off. 48 minutes after the hour. Jaylen Brown and Jamal Murray, would you make that trade? Obviously, other assets involved, but would you go, if those are the two primary candidates in this trade, would you go that route? Yes or no? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We'll be right back.
Two teams, no parades. What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
More Nuggets news. They did officially tender qualifying offers to Peyton Watson and Spencer Jones, which means they are now both restricted free agents, meaning they could get an offer from another team and the Nuggets would be able to match that offer. And if they match an offer going for Peyton Watson, obviously, as it stands right now, they would be getting into that second apron territory. So there are many who believe, screw it, this would be your first year in it. So go for it. You don't want to be in it 2 years in a row. So go for broke. Make this the year. You really put everything into winning a title and make that run with Joker and maybe entice him to just go ahead and sign that, regardless of what the issue is. Just let's get it signed.
Yeah, but what if you put all your eggs in one basket this year and the basket breaks?
I mean, that's the risk.
Championship or bust, and then you're
screwed. That's the risk everybody takes, Mike. We've seen it all over in sports.
But this feels extra risky.
Yeah, we've seen it in all sports, in all leagues. You go all in, and sometimes it doesn't work. 12:55 the time. Clip of the day coming up next. Keep it here on The Whole Show. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.